We'll mention a famous story from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. Famous story that his brother-in-law mentioned a part of the story at Levaya this morning. But the famous story is the grasshopper story. So his famous story was that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was studying the halachas of grasshoppers of Chagavim. And there's part of the halacha that he had difficulty in trying to understand about a particular way a grasshopper is made and how certain things work with a grasshopper. And he was learning by a window on a shtender. And suddenly, at that moment, a grasshopper came and landed itself right on the windowsill and stood there, and he was able to study it till he was able to actually figure out what the halacha was which related to grasshoppers, and the grasshopper then went and flew away. So that's the story that happened. at the Levaya, his brother-in-law, Rav Zilberstein, pointed out that he presented this incident that happened to Rav Elyashev, his father-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's father-in-law, Rav Zilberstein's father-in-law. And Rav Zilberstein and Rav Elyashev Zatzal said, "We've never had anybody like this in our generation or generations. Things like this would happen to the Rishonim, Rashi, Rambam, Ritva, but to someone like that in our time, 1,000 years later, we've never had anybody like this that can have a miracle like this happen." Fast forward. The story goes that a Rebbe was telling this story over to his class, and he told over to the students this incident with the grasshopper, how the grasshopper came, landed, just enough time for him to study it, to figure it out, and it flew away. And in the class, one of the boys says, "Come on, you expect us to believe this? There's no way this happened. There's no way this happened. It's a great story, but impossible. It's such a farce. There's no way this actually happened." Rebbe said, "I'm telling you, this is the story." The kid says, "I don't believe it at all." The kid leaves, whatever that day, goes back to his dorm room. He opens the door to his dorm room. The entire room is filled with grasshoppers. Wall-to-wall grasshoppers over the entire place. He's shocked. He doesn't know what to do. He says, "Oh my goodness." He runs. He gets to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's house. He's banging on the door. He needs to ask for mechila. The rabbitson opens the door, and he says, "Please, I have to ask for mechila from the rav." He's like, "What? It's okay. No, please let me ask for mechila." Somehow, I don't remember the end whether he gave mechila directly or she said it's okay. But he said, "I'm never going to question anything that they say about Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The story is true." So this was the story that was mentioned in the Levaya was that Rav Yosef said about him, they only had types of things like this that happened in the times of the Rishonim, okay, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, you know, the Balei Tosos, something like that. In our generation, we never had any type of experience like that. That is a remarkable thing to understand. One quick halacha, actually quoted from the Shari Siach of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and that is, when it comes to burning your chametz, so a lot of times we take your chametz, we put it in the pot, or whatever, your grill, whatever you put your chametz in, and then you go ahead and burn it. And it looks nice and toasty, and you see the outside is all blackened. So the question is, he quotes over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to sreifas chametz, burning chametz, ad sheyaseh pechamim, it has to come until it becomes coal. That's what it has to turn into. It has to become like charcoal. Hayim chayv lishmar al esh, you have to be careful and watch the fire to make sure that the fire doesn't go out. Shelo techaba ad sheyivadeh shechametz nisraf kedibay, in order to make sure that the chametz is totally burned appropriately. This is b'makom sheyesh chashash yeshgiach. In a scenario where we're worried that the fire is going to go out and it's not going to burn appropriately, then you have to be careful. You actually have to watch over the fire. Well, what is understood from this halacha is that many times we're going to burn our chametz and you're going to throw your chametz in the fire. What will happen is it'll see blackened on the outside like burnt toast. But burnt toast, there's two types of burnt toast. There's where the top is burnt and when the entire inside of the toast is actually burnt. If the top is burnt, that's not called pechamim. That's just called, you know, something you eat after a hangover. It's called burnt toast, but it's still toast. It's still toast. Unlike, and therefore, if you throw in a roll or things like that, it may look so black, but you cut that thing open in half, and it's still bread inside, but you just got to cut off the top. So one has to be considerate and be careful that when you're going to be burning your chametz, the entirety of it has to be burnt. It's not enough just for it to be black on the outside. Otherwise, the bread is still actually chametz at that point. It's true that you'll do a kol chamira, you'll nullify it, and perhaps maybe after you throw some lighter fluid on it to make sure that it's not edible anymore. But if you're just simply throwing it in and having it burn on the outside, but the rest of it's not actually getting burnt, So then you're still with chametz on your hands, so you have to be careful with that if you are planning on burning it that way.